Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow up to 29 degrees. Johannesburg 28. Polokwane 31.
In the traffic, I don't even know where to start, to be honest. On the whole, the Joburg highways are not looking lacquer this afternoon. The R21 being really good. The N1 highway through Pretoria, both directions, is a mess. And Pretoria and Centurion, every major route there is just awful this afternoon. We'll give you some details as soon as we can.
In your sport headlines, the Lions bid farewell to Sanele Nohamba as his exit is confirmed, and Manchester United outcast Marcus Rashford loaned out to Aston Villa.
We start in Johannesburg, where the member of the Mayoral Committee of Transport, Kenny Kunene, said small, medium and micro enterprises will be able to take part in the rehabilitation of Lilian Ngoyi Street. So if it sounds familiar to you, it's the street in the Johannesburg CBD that was severely damaged by an underground methane gas explosion. One person died and 41 were injured in July of 2023.
We have about a few SMMEs that are going to be contracted to do work. The SMMEs will also be given some skills, some training.
Kunene says 26 million rand has been set aside for this. Meanwhile, the Ekurhuleni Metro in the East Rand of Gauteng has rejected claims that it's unable to issue, process or capture fines due to a fallout with its road safety and fine management service provider Sintel. Tensions between the Ekurhuleni and the service provider escalated after an internal email leak revealed the city's plans to take law enforcement in-house. The move could lead to cutting the metro's reliance on private service providers like Sintel.
They should have gone to court and not go to media houses and rubbish the city's name.
That was the city manager, Imogen Mashazi, a bit earlier today. On to other matters. The state's vehemently opposed bail for Darren Wilkin and Tiona Moodley, arguing the two have the means to evade trail. They allegedly have travel history to countries like Thailand, which has been flagged for high rates of child trafficking and sexual crimes. And if found guilty, the accused face a minimum of 15 years in prison for each of more than 24 laundering counts against them. There's also an additional 5 years for each of them for more than a million videos and images of child abuse material that was allegedly found in their possession.
The court heard that the accused both have accounts at several banks in which they receive substantial monthly income marked as possible cryptocurrency. The state, however, alleges these were proceeds from the online sale of child sexual abuse material. The investigating officer further alleged that, following Darren Wilkin's arrest last month, Tiona Moodley attempted to destroy evidence prior to her own arrest a week later.
That was Masichaba Sefularo, who was in court a bit earlier. Economist from Galileo Capital, meanwhile, Tu Foster, says not only South Africa is being targeted by the Trump administration's trade relations, but other major countries are also struggling. U.S. President Donald Trump said he will cut future funding to South Africa until a full investigation into the country's land expropriation policies is complete. Foster says South Africa is not an exception here.
We're not singled out, we're not specific, we're one of them. And that's the way I think his presidency is going to go. He's going to shake things around, all in the view of making deals that suits America. And unfortunately, a small open economy like South Africa wants free trade and access to international markets. We don't want this kind of uncertainty and volatility.
I'm Marlene Frischer, more news at 6.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.